Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 40.
Sharing with you what to do when you are. And this subject matter that we've been covering the last several weeks is called experiencing fear. Fear. There's a fear that, you know, is good sense. It's not really fear, but it's called good sense of not being close to a gas station with somebody smoking. I've seen people do it. When they say turn off your engine when you get gas, there's a good reason for that. And when they tell you don't step out in front of a Mack truck, that's not good. There's a good reason for that too. And so that's not the fear that we're talking about. We're talking about the unnatural, the unusual, when you're possessed by fear and you are paralyzed into doing absolutely nothing for yourself, your family, society, and of course God himself. I'm going to share with you some scriptures from Psalm 91. 91 and verse 1, the Bible says, he that dwells, lives, moves in your furniture, hangs pictures on the wall. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Wow, what a mouthful. You know, I heard a preacher preach some years ago, and it was on Psalm 91. And he only got two or three verses, but he preached over an hour and a half. But nobody was bored. Nobody got up and left. I mean, everybody was just kind of spellbound, saying, the protection of God is that big, that wide for anybody and everybody? Yes, it is. In Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwells, but that means live. You can't go in and out. The love of God and the shelter of God's not like a hotel room. You rent it for the night, then, you know, you're off going in your own way. No, he that dwells, lives, habitates. And like I said, arranges the furniture and hangs pictures on the wall. That's your place. He that dwells in that secret place, secret from who? If it's secret, can I get in there? Well, it's not a secret from believers. If you're a believer, it's not a secret. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ and he is your Savior, it's in his word, and you understand it by the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit. And so it's just a secret from the enemy, secret from the world, because they don't get it. They don't understand, because they live in that arena called fear. Have you turned on the news lately? I mean, from the beginning second to the very last moment of most newscasts, it is full of the word called fear. This happened, an explosion over here, and there was a wreck over there, and this building went down, and that guy was indicted, and this guy's going to jail, and there's a war over there in that part of the world. It's horrible. If you don't want to experience fear, sometimes you better not turn on the news, because it is full of fear. But he that dwells, lives, habitates in the presence of God, you'll not be experiencing that fear, but you'll experience in the peace of God. Now, in that same chapter, in going down to verse 4, the Bible tells us, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust, and his trust shall be your shield and your buckler. Wow. Under. Have you ever watched, maybe by video, maybe I don't know if you've seen it personally, but by video, some of these wildlife television programs that they show how the animal kingdom, and particularly those with feathers, the birds, the fowls, they protect their little ones, and they keep them underneath their wings and protect them with their feathers. And that's where they learn to grow, and they learn how to properly eat, and then after a while they learn how to get their own food. And they dwell in that nest in time, and when it's time to get out of the nest. But they are there, and that mama once in a while, Daddy, but that Mama Bird, she's not going to let anybody or anything get close to those little chicks. Have you accidentally happened on a little nest that had little chicks? Oh, my goodness, you're so much bigger than a bird, so all that bird can do is squawk? I mean, it gets going, and it's squawking, and it's yelling at you, and some, I mean, they try to swoop down close to you just to get you away from those little chicks, those birds. And if you're in that kind of relationship with the Lord, He is protecting you just as much as the animal kingdom protects their young and more. Listen to this. You will not be afraid of the terror by night. I've met some people that were afraid to go to sleep, and then they were afraid to get up. Afraid to put their head on the pillow, and then, boy, now what's the day going to bring me? And then they stay in bed all day, and then when it gets to be about bedtime, they get afraid again. Unbelievable torment. You should not be afraid for the terror by night, neither the arrow that flies by day. Some people live in the wrong neighborhoods. Israel's a tough neighborhood. They have, by law, bomb shelters. And they know that when sirens go off, they have seconds, not minutes, not hours, but seconds to run to the shelter. Our shelter is with us all the time. He is God and God alone. And we can run to Him in the time of trouble. Says, God, here I am again. And God is saying, well, here I am again. Come on into the shelter. And He is there to receive you. And so you got to watch out for that arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Now, what did we just cover in that verse right there? Morning, noon, and night, 24/7. So you don't have to be afraid of anything 24/7. You can be found under the shelter and under the wing of an almighty God that has paid a big price, huge price. He gave His Son for you to be free from that thing called fear. But listen to this. I know that many a testimony from many a soldier, sailor, or air corpsman, people that are in that harm's way, have used this verse that has spared their lives, literally spared their lives in the heat of combat. And it's this verse. 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Wow. That's the keeping power of God. That is the keeping power of God. And it gives that illustration of the feathers and the wings and the keeping power of God. 1,000s can fall, but the hand of God's on you. I've heard testimony on you too. About bullets have whizzed by, gone through clothes, bounced off helmets, even if hit every, used to be at least, they've gotten a New Testament in the military, and bullets have hit that, penetrated the Bible, but didn't hit the body because it hit the Bible first. Wow. Never underplay the presence and the power of God to keep you safe in the hollow of His hand. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.